Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. May 18th marks a Remembrance Day for the genocide of the Tamil people. On May 5th, after advocacy from members of the Tamil community in the area, the Borough Council of NDG passed a motion officially recognizing Tamil Genocide Remembrance Day. Here is a clip from Borough Councillor Sunny Morose from the Snowdon District speaking at that council meeting.
As we've seen with other genocides that have taken time to be recognized and dealt with, we now have a process, a truth and reconciliation process that can take 10 years before the sense of heaviness really starts to lift. But just know that the work is never done. When an open wound like this happens to a community, it will always be a part of you. But it's through this process, one that starts with acknowledgement and works its way through many different layers. This is the start of it.
The Tamil genocide was a series of mass killings of the Tamil people between 1956 and 2009, mostly occurring during the Sri Lankan Civil War. Canada became the first country to commemorate the Tamil genocide with an official day, despite objections from the Sri Lankan government. Canada's federal government marked May 18th as Tamil Genocide Remembrance Day back in 2022. But members from the Tamil community across the country are now focused on individual boroughs and cities recognizing the genocide to create events and promote education at the local level. Sabita Tharmakulasingam is the vice chair of the National Council of Canadian Tamils. Based here in Montreal, Tharmakulasingam has been involved in lobbying governments at all levels to promote recognition and education surrounding the Tamil genocide.
Whether you're a bureau or you're at the federal level, and I'm talking to the Prime Minister of Canada, for me it's the same. It's like people live in the borough of Côte-des-Neiges, Notre-Dame. There's a huge Tamil community that lives there. And it's important that the politicians working with those communities understand the pain inflicted in those communities, why it is necessary for us to remember and to be recognized and to have the space to grieve, and so in order for the healing to happen.
Tharmakulasingam sees the borough's recognition as part of a long series of steps towards justice, not just for the Tamil people, but for all victims of genocide.
One of the reasons we fight so hard for this genocide to be recognized and to get justice is that if we don't, the future has then leave space, it's going to leave space for other people, other tyrants to think they could commit a genocide and get away with it.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.